Instead of the scent of the palm tree garden, I can smell the burnt trees and stalks.
Yes, you see. They've left the town that was sitting quietly on the Tigris River bank in this condition.
It's strange. You mean you're not happy with what's going on, sir?
No, but what can we do? It's the nature of fire. Sometimes it rages.
But you have to act more prudently. This fire shouldn't burn you, sir.
No, it won't.
Whatever you say, sir. You can start a fire, but I wonder if you can put it out as well.
Why are you still awake at this time of night?
I want to stay with you, Your Highness. Is it a sin?
This is a war between me and Suleiman. As long as he's breathing, I don't have the right to sleep or eat anything.
You've raised Suleiman's status more than he deserves. He's a desert dweller. Leave him to your soldiers. They will finish him off.
They couldn't. But he's reached the end of the line. I am mounted while he's on foot. I'm in a palace while he's in the ruins. Go sleep. Tomorrow morning, you might wake up to the good news. The good news of victory. You can go to sleep.
Your Highness.
Sir, Osman and Gatabeh want to see you.
I was waiting for them.
You can come inside.
Peace be upon Governor Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad.
You have started a fire. Is this a sign of celebration or rage? What did you do, brother? Did you find Suleiman?
Suleiman's existence, and indeed the fact that he's in hiding, have been a blessing for you, sir.
Stop it! Did you say he's hiding? Are you kidding? What blessing?
Suleiman is within our grasp, but the important thing is, thanks to him, the rats that live under the ground have surfaced. What's more, the enemies of the governor and the caliph, who are hiding in Basra, will be arrested and sent to prison.
You idiot. You idiot. I'm talking about Suleiman. But what? You're talking about other people. Thousands of them won't be equal to Suleiman. I want Hussein's messenger and his letter before it instigates the elders of Basra. Everyone in town knows about Suleiman. They might hear Hussein ibn Ali's message and accept his invitation. You set a neighborhood on fire, wreaking havoc and destruction, but still you could not find him. Is this also one of his blessings? Tell me, is it?
Sir, is there something that you know but which you're not telling us about?
Yes. Some people have passed the gate and have already left for Mecca to join Hussein.
If you give the order, we'll close the gate.
Stop it! You have until tomorrow. Only until tomorrow. You'll either come back with Suleiman's head, or Osman will come back with yours.
I wouldn't go overboard in killing your servants. There's a possibility it might weaken your government.
You're really naive, Osman. If I really had done whatever I say, you wouldn't be here now. You wouldn't be here, Osman.
Thank you. into a lot of trouble. I'm sorry. Don't you worry about us. My baby. We'll find him, don't worry. You don't need to worry, all right. My son. What if he burned in the fire? I'm sure they've saved him. Who? Our judge said that they didn't find any trace of him amongst the ashes. How can I bear it without him? Oh, God. What happened to Suleiman and Tahir? How, God, how can I put up with this disaster? Oh, God, help me. God willing, all of them are okay. Don't worry. You mustn't worry. You'd better take care of yourself. I'm sure Suleiman is looking for you. You don't want him to see that you've become weak, do you? We have to do something.
You said guests bring blessings.
Her wound is deep. And the bleeding just won't stop.
Our house burned up. Whatever we had was destroyed. We don't have anything anymore. And the soldiers are looking for me.
You are my honor and the Saad tribe's pride. You've taken on a big task. You have to accomplish it successfully.
Really? I love your kindness and good temper. What should I do?
Go bring a doctor. My darling son. My darling son.
Where can I find a doctor? Peace be upon you.
You see, lady.
What if they're already dead? Or taken hostage by the executioners?
Don't you worry yourself. I am sure that they are alive.
Lady, he hasn't eaten anything for the past 2 days. Tell him to eat something.
You'd better eat some food.
I'd better take some poison. You don't understand how I feel.
Tonight you will accomplish your mission, and all of your worries will certainly go away.
Then my only duty will be to find Salman, my son.
If you don't want to be lost for words in the ladies' poetry meetings, go get some rest. We don't have much time until evening.
I'm coming.
Hello, Doctor.
Your knock suggests your patient isn't feeling well at all.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Doctor.
You don't seem to be feeling well either.
Do you really expect a miserable homeless person to feel well?
We will talk about you later. Tell me about your patient.
It's my wife. No, she's my wife's friend.
Her problem.
A problem? Problem? It's a strange problem. At first she had a strange pain, but now it's a wound. A wound. An incurable wound. We might be late. Let's go.
What caused the wound?
The wound? It was a sword.
But you said she's a woman, not a fighter.
The sword accidentally wounded her chest, Doctor.
Really? Go. Go, I have something
to do. If you don't come with me, she'll die.
Death is in God's hands.
So is healing, Doctor. But treatment is your job.
Ibn Ziyad's agents don't allow me to heal the wounds caused by swords and arrows.
You know very well what situation we are in.
No one will find out about it. I mean, they shouldn't, because my life and my wife's life will be on the line.
Don't insist. Maybe you're one of Ibn Ziyad's agents, huh?
Oh, come on. I thought you were one of the supporters of Ali's household.
I love Ali, but should I be punished for it?
What's the use of your love when you're just sitting here and feeling proud of it, while you're not exposed to any danger? That could even be worse than enmity.
Have you come here to treat me, or do you want me to treat your patient?
What's the use of it? If I had told you earlier, you wouldn't have even waited to listen to me.
Stop the secrecy. Tell me what you want me to do.
I've come here to take you so you'll treat Hussein ibn Ali's messenger's wife.
Suleiman's wife?
Yes. She was injured when Ibn Ziyad's soldiers attacked her.
I have to bring some strong medicine.
Oh, goodness.
Listen, everyone! As Governor Ubaidullah Ibn Ziyad ordered, the gates of the town...
Oh, you're also here.
Go. I don't know you.
Okay.
Go.
Will be closed from today. Guards, close the gate. From this moment, the gate should be closed. No one can enter or exit, even a baby who's separated from their mother, or a woman from her husband.
Close the gates! Close it! Come inside! Come inside! Come inside! Go, 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 go! Go!
Hey!
Go! Get lost!
Open the gate! Open it!
Hey! You look like a stray dog. Why are you barking? Do you want me to kill you, you ugly creature? What has happened?
I am the messenger of the commander of the faithful, Yazid ibn Muawiyah. Open the gate, you're like a dirty lizard.
Open the gate for him. Let him pass.
Open it. You look like a dirt-eaten frog. You should count yourself lucky. If I had the time, I would have hung you upside down from this very gate.
is he?
Peace be upon Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, governor of Basra.
You forced them to open the gate, and you refrained from handing over your letter to Osman, my brother. You disobeyed two of my orders. If you do not have an important message, I'll have to deal with you.
I did not mean to disobey you, sir. But I didn't want to trample on the order of the commander of the faithful Yazid either.
Now you can go ahead and read out the letter.
From Yazid, the commander of the faithful, to Ubaydullah Ziyad's son. You have to know that my friend in Kufa reported that Muslim Ibn Aqil has gone to Kufa, and many people, including Ali Ibn Abi Talib's followers, have joined them. Now that you've received my letter, you have to move towards Kufa immediately, and you are to take matters into your own hands. You'd better know that I'm giving you the governance of Kufa as I handed over the governance of Basra to you. Furthermore, you have to find Muslim Ibn Aqil and make him swear allegiance to me. If he does not, then you are to kill him. Under no circumstances may he live without allegiance to me. You are to hurry up. Hurry up and hurry up. End of message.
Be a good host of the messenger of the commander of the faithful, Yazid. Tomorrow he'll return to Levant. Go. Wait. You can assure the commander of the faithful, Yazid, that Ubaydullah will foil this sedition, just like a strong tornado that sweeps away the small particles and dust in the desert.
Hopefuls come back from you, but they are not disenchanted. They fly around you like butterflies. Hear the words that are spoken subconsciously. Their reflections, which are said to be of the host. Those who knock on the door of this house won't go back, even if they might be whipped.
Bravo! 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 Bravo!
There's no comparison between them. That wasn't a poem.
You're right!
It didn't rhyme
You're
like
right.
a poem.
Bravo!
Bravo!
Recite a poem, Abba Khalid.
You didn't invite me here for reciting poems, Abdul Hay's daughter. You said there's a man who talks beautifully and eloquently. Where is he?
Yes. I've heard his eloquent words, the orators in Basra, Kufa and Hijaz can't utter such beautiful words. They are not as capable as he is.
You're talking about him in a way as if Ali ibn Abi Talib has come back to life. What's the secret behind his eloquent words?
If I say that he's Ali, the commander of the faithful, I haven't lied to you. His speech is so eloquent that in addition to the beautiful words, it gives you blessings of both his world and the one hereafter.
We've never heard any lies from you, Maria, but what you're saying doesn't seem to be true.
Adham? He'll come here. He's Hussein ibn Ali's messenger.
Peace be upon you. Peace be upon you.
Peace be upon you. Peace be upon you.
Peace be upon you.
Peace be upon you. Peace be upon you. Peace be upon you. Peace be upon you. Please.
Read out what you have to, brother.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. This is a letter from Hussein Ali ibn Abi Talib's son. Almighty God chose Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his progeny among his creatures, and granted him the dignity of leadership and the high status of prophecy. After Muhammad conveyed God's message to the people and accomplished his mission, he ascended to heaven. Now, we are his household, his companions, and his inheritors, while we deserve more than anyone else to become the caliph and imam. They deprive us of the rights that we have. We stayed away from differences. We didn't want to ruin our nation, and we didn't make any objections. But now the traditions of the great prophet is forgotten and precedents appear one after another. I am sending my envoy along with this letter to you, and I invite you to God's book and the prophet's traditions. If you accept my invitation, I will lead you to salvation, and that is salvation with total peace. Thank you.
O Bani Tamim, O Bani Hanzaleh, O Bani Saad, what is my status among all of you?
Abba Khalid, you've always supported Bani Tamim. You're like a strong pillar and we've gathered around you.
In all honesty, if someone asked us, O Bani Hanzala, who is the pinnacle of your pride and center of your honor, we'll refer them to you, Yazid ibn Masud, because you are the pinnacle of our pride and you are the center of our honor.
You've always wished us well and you're our leader. Whatever you want is to our benefit and whatever you say is a blessing for us.
I have to remind you that Muawiyah's death disrupted the non-stop oppression and sins, and the pillars of oppression collapsed. Before his death, he made people pledge allegiance to his son, and he thought he had strengthened his government. But that was wishful thinking. Yazid is wicked and corrupt. He grabbed power without people's consent. He is a mean and short-sighted person, and he does not know the difference between right and wrong. O companions, I swear to God, today, jihad against Yazid is more precious than jihad against infidels. This is the message of Hussein ibn Ali, the grandson of the Prophet, whose noble attributes cannot be described by words, and whose deep knowledge and faith are beyond doubt. He respects people's rights, and he is always kind to people, young and old. God chose him
as a proof for his creatures, and he advises people through him. Hussein deserves more than anybody else to rule over Muslims. If anyone refuses to help him, Almighty God will disgrace them in this world. I will put on my battle armor and will take up a sword for jihad. No doubt, death is in our fate. And even those who are not killed will eventually perish. We have to fight for the sake of Hussein ibn Ali. May God bless you. Give me a clear answer.
Can I talk, or should my father Yazid ibn Sabit answer?
Let your father talk. After all, he's more experienced than you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I am the father of 10 boys. You know all of them, and you know that they're joined to each other like the links of a chain. Now, Abba Khalib, we're with you. And we're the first people who accept Hussein ibn Ali's invitation. And that's because we know that he's the master of the youth who go to heaven, and he's the righteous leader.
He's of course right. We're with you, Father.
We're
of course
here,
we are.
With you. We're with you, Father. Yes.
Hey, Abba Khalib, nothing is harder for us than opposing you, and nothing is more desirable than accepting your ideas. You can rise up whenever you want. We're all with you.
Oh, Yazin Ibn Masud. We're from the Bani Amir tribe. We're the sons of your ancestor. We've pledged if you became angry, we'll be filled with rage. And if you're kind to someone, we'll be happy. Wherever you go, we'll go. And wherever you sit, we'll also sit. Order us, and we will obey you.
Lady! 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 The governor! The governor!
Calm down! Where is the governor?
He's entering the house. Governor Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad.
Calm down.
I can't believe it.
Calm down. Calm down. If the governor enters the house, for goodness sakes, don't say anything without my permission.
I swear to God, she sold us down the river.
They've come to arrest us!
Calm down. I swear to God, if they ask me to name the most honorable person in Basra, I'll refer them to Maria bint Abdel Ghaz. Bint Abdel Ghaz.
Calm down.
How would
guys.
She betray us? Calm down. One of you should recite a poem. I said one of you should recite a poem.
Yes, recite it, recite
it. It's really easy for us. It's really easy for us. To sit on fast-moving horses. It's really easy for us to sit on fast-moving horses. It's really easy to put back the swords. Abba Khalid, I can't continue.
Sit down. Sit down.
Ah. All the stars in Basra's world of literature have gathered here. It is not an exaggeration if I liken Basra's most prominent lady's house to the sky, is it? Is anyone going to recite a poem?
The meeting is over, sir.
Then I've come here at the right time. I have some good news to impart to all of you. An hour ago, a messenger from Yazid ibn Muawiyah, the Muslims' caliph, came to Basra. People in Kufar have revolted. And the caliph, in addition to the government of Basra, handed over the governance of Kufar to me. Now your governor is the governor of Kufar and Basra at the same time. Be happy.
I wonder if the people of Kufa or Basra should be happy.
I have to go to Kufar immediately and crack down on the enemies of the caliph. But before that, I have to finish something. Oh, the elders and sheikhs of Basra, I want all of you to be witnesses. I, Ibn Ziyad, propose to Mariyeh, daughter of Abdul Ghais. I want her to answer my proposal, to answer it right now. What do you say?
Oh, wow, the union between the sun and moon is lovely.
That's great. We have to congratulate the Abdul Ghais family for having a son-in-law like the governor.
And we have to congratulate Ibn Ziyad for having a bride like Maria.
Yes. Unions are auspicious and everyone's congratulating. Sir, do you know who you've proposed to?
Yes, of course I do, Maria, daughter of Abdul Ghais, the most venerable lady in Basra, the lady who stands out among all prominent women in Basra because of her courage, her wealth, and her wisdom.
And you are?
Me? Ubaydullah, Ziyad's son, the governor of Kufar and Basra, the governor of all of Iraq. A sword in the hands of the Caliph of Muslims, Yazid ibn Muawiyah.
What else?
What else? What else should I say?
I asked who you are, but you're talking about your posts. You've proposed to me 3 times, and every time when you wanted to introduce yourself, you boasted about your posts and your being the governor. You don't know, just like my people in Basra don't know, that I had a husband, and I loved him a lot. He was the noblest and most innocent man I'd ever seen. Do you know what happened to my Qasim? He was martyred in the Battle of Siffin. Next to his master Ali, I told him not to go because we had only been married for a month. He asked how he could feel calm while those who had broken their allegiance and sought comfort in this world wouldn't even let Ali feel calm for one single day. He left me. And I heard the news about his death. I swore to God that I'll never get married unless it was to someone much better than him. From what I can tell, that is not you. You are the son of sinful parents, Ubaydullah. And you know absolutely nothing. Nothing about the sanctity of martyrs. So I definitely cannot marry you.
I'm Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. And I have always gotten what I wished for. If I start enmity with someone, I'll uproot my enemies. I am like fire. Those who sit next to me will get warm, but those who rise up against me will surely burn. Something else. Hussein ibn Ali's messenger is in this town, and I have not caught him yet. I have been ordered by the Caliph Yazid ibn Muawiyah to be kind to the Caliph's friends and cut off the heads of his enemies. You will be sorry if you decide to start enmity with me. You will be sorry. You'll be sorry!
Oh, we'd better go.
Go away! Go away!
He won't have mercy on anyone.
Yes, he's right.
My wife and children are...
So let's go.
My wife and children are home. I have to go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Where are you going?
Let's go.
Are you running away?
Abba Khalid, thousands of people in Basra were killed in the Battle of Jamal. I'm worried we might create more trouble for ourselves. We have to talk about it. We'll let you know. Let's go. Come on. We should talk further on this.
Yes, they're running away. They have to run away, Abba Khalid. Because you invited them to follow Hussein. Nobody said anything about the righteousness of this path. They said since you're their master and their tribe's sheikh, and since they're your allies, they'll obey you. It seems we're not talking about Islam or God, but about war and ignorance.
You can't resolve everything with the sword, Father. We have to pray if Hussein is moving in the right direction. God helps him become the victor.
Shame on you, Amer. Are you my son?
Amer is right, Father.
I've never neglected you as a father. Do all of you think like him, then?
No, Father, we're with you. We're with Hussein. Even if they kill us hundreds of times and we come back to life again.
Yes.
We're with you.
We can do this. We're with you. We don't think like Amer.
I'd better go.
Yes, me too.
I have an appointment with someone early tomorrow, early in the morning. I'm worried I might be late because I didn't
We don't want to be killed.
We're not in.
There's nothing to be worried about. We have to go.
Let's go.
Yes, let's go.
I swear to God, the Commander of the Faithful. Ali was right. After the Battle of Jamal, he entered Basra and said the people in that town are remnants of the Thamud tribe and followers of animals. I swear to God he was right when he said you're the shadows of men.
Don't get upset, Abba Khalid. We're with you.
Yes, Abba Khalid.
Yes, we're with you.
Yes, we're on your side.
I will write a letter to Fatima's son and will inform him of your diligent obedience. You conveyed your message, and you have accomplished your mission.
No, not yet.
Take this. Give me that vial.
My son. Lie down.
You must be strong. It'll be over soon.
Oh, God. Oh, Sleep without worry now. The doctor did his work. Just try and get some rest. Calm down.
Come with me. Her wound is deep. She's lost a lot of blood. I put some medicine on her wound, but I don't know what will happen.
Will she get better?
Whenever I can't do something, my troubled conscience curses me.
Instead of cursing, treat her. She's passing out.
Well, if she's alive, it's because of her hope.
What hope?
Her hope to see someone who's missing and is homeless in this town.
Suleiman?
Yes. Bring him here, so her soul feels calm before departure.
What happened, Doctor?